Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, gone. And literally, football, like, Spurs could save Macclesfield. I know it's not totally on them, but as an entire football pyramid, it is on the bigger clubs. They could save that club like that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Jaff and Sort Alive. We'll be getting into that.
Do we need to change the name?
What to?
Well, Jaff and it's just James and Flav for now. It's not now anymore. It's been that now was 2 years ago when we started doing it. Stupid, isn't it? It doesn't make any sense.
I think it keeps people on their toes a little bit. I think it's. I don't think there's a massive. I don't see a massive problem.
You'd have to do loads of what's it called, wouldn't it? You'd have to do loads of After Effects and shit, so just leave it.
Rebranding, yeah, that's true. At least for the season, and people will understand. Welcome back to Jaff and James and Flav for now. We are recording, we always record it as live, but we are now recording with our patrons there, just kind of lurking. It's almost voyeuristic, slightly unnerving, and we're going to allow them as patrons to get involved at the end of the podcast. The idea, and we'll see how it goes, and I feel slightly nervous about this, is that there is the opportunity, first of all, to have a little bit of birds and that, if that's needed, or Flames advice, if that's needed, but secondly, to criticise and review the podcast at the end of the podcast with any kind of initial thoughts. Because as we know, Flav, this podcast, it's about the comments. And so they're basically at the front of the queue. That's the idea.
Yeah, so listen, anyone who's a patron is watching this live, when you're watching it on YouTube because you're too cheap to contribute, that you're not watching it live. You're watching it later. Yeah. If you want to watch it as it happens and then get involved in the show, you've got to become a patron. The people that are watching this and are going to get involved at the end of the show are looking at you. You've got an opportunity. So become a patron. It's not just this, though, is it? It's not just the live stuff. There's other stuff we're producing.
No, we're going to be doing mailbags as well, which is basically you guys, again, do all the work and then we just show off our high-level chemistry, which is what it's all
about. We do that show completely naked. No clothes.
Great. The other thing I'm actually quite excited about is from an editing point of view, we obviously record these, but sometimes Flav oversteps the mark. Oh, sometimes I overstep the mark. And we have to cut those bits out. So for the patrons that are watching right at the start, nothing is edited out. But what's good for me as well is actually I can just do really harsh edits now and people know that bit was taken out and you missed it because you're not a patron. So it makes my life a lot easier.
How much do you have to pay to become a patron?
I think it's $10 to be live with us every single week. Just one tier now, a lot more simple. Can't be asked for the rest of it.
So $10, all the content. You can actually change it to local currency as well, so people don't have to pay fees. I'll show you. After, yeah, I got an email from Patreon. Edit this bit out. Can I just say, before we start the pod, if you see a small child walking around the back, that isn't... She's supposed to be here, all right? I know it's during school hours and that, but she's supposed to be here. Nothing untoward going on.
Good. All right, she should be at school, I presume. Right. Yep. I have so many comments that I'm going to be reading out in this podcast. I can't believe how it's like the last couple of weeks has been ridiculous. And I think we've got some new bits that are going to blow people's minds. And as I say, we've got the derbies. There's one or two derbies this week, Flav, believe it or not. The allegedly idea. We've got some of the most bizarre rumours that I've seen, and some that obviously I'm not going to put in because it's like apparently someone had to leave someone else because they were, you know, they were shagging the whatever, right? It's just like it's that's too lazy. Whereas some of them are great. Anyway, we've also got some lovely, lovely, juicy brainwashing that's been going on. We were talking about that last week about how you've been brainwashed, and actually a little bit. We've got a few people got quite upset about the Panini stickers that you were talking about. I had their own kind of like footballing heartbreak stories with
that. What do you mean they got upset?
I can do that right now if you want to. We've got so many different bits that this is the longest running order I've ever had.
Well, we can go for as long as we want to go for, but
it's true.
I don't understand what I said about a sticker book that could possibly upset anybody.
So I think you were talking about
sticking Arsenal upside down, I said.
Yeah, and you were sticking it upside down, led to brainwashing, but it triggered previous memories and emotions of people in the past. One of whom is our patron, Rob Turner, who's here right now, actually. So we could do this. We can read that. I'll read out Rob's because I just saw this and almost created it. I made my own kind of bit from this just because I was just like, why have you even written this down? And then after that, someone else sort of backed him up with another Panini heartbreak story.
Okay, just so people know, so if you didn't watch last week's episode, we were talking about Panini. Panini sticker book.
It's dumb, isn't it? Like, it's like this is the whole thing's like an inside joke. So like, if you're not going to be here every single week, you're wasting my time and your own.
James.
Idiot. Dumb.
Now I feel like what it's like on the other foot.
Go on.
So let me speak. We did a section Panini sticker books about you want to complete every single bit or every sticker you can possibly get in the Panini sticker book. But in the Arsenal section, because no one really want the Arsenal ones, I stuck them upside down. And then we went on to the subject of how brainwashed I was and where this feeling of anti-Arsenal comes from and how my dad has brainwashed me, essentially. And and essentially this is now football heartbreaks is what's come out of this. Is that right?
It would seem so. So Rob said this. And if you've got any footballing heartbreaks that you just want to get out, let us know in the comments below. Another bit. Rob Turner said this. When I had Match Attacks, which I think is the more modern version, the year Gary Cahill left Bolton, I had 9 of his card that I spent all the first 4 months of that season going to the Entertainer in Bolton, where they ran Match Attacks events. So this guy went to Match Attacks events. You thought this guy was sad enough, right? Look how sad this dude is. He watches this. He's a patron. He's watching this live right now. I'm talking to you now, Rob. How sad are you, mate? You used to go to Match Attacks events. Does anyone really do that? Come on.
Hey, leave him alone.
No, Rob knows. Rob knows I love him. I'm joking. He spent the first 4 months of that season. He's walked off. He's upset. Can you still hear me? Surely not. That's throwing shade at me, but maybe it's leveling me out because I'm a bit giddy today. I had 9 of his card that I spent all the first 4 months of that season going to the Entertainer in Bolton where they ran Match Attack events and would swap cards that were much higher value than Gary Cahill, trying to get 9 so I could fill the first page. And I got all 9 basically a week before he left. And I thought, he will be gutted to be leaving Bolton because he's in his mind, he'd kind of brainwashed himself, I guess, to understand that Gary loves the club. Only to see on Sky Sports News him talking about how he always wanted to go to Chelsea. And I took these 9 Match Attacks cards of Cahill to my dad. Can you imagine just a young Bobby Turner walking up to his dad and just said something like, what do I do now? He's just like crestfallen. Realising I spent all that time trading for fake cards for a man I no longer loved.
Heartbreak. Mate, look, Rob, I mean, it is heartbreak, but it's also learn. You got to learn, don't you? You learn fast. You learn that none of these footballs care about you. None of them. None of them care about me. None of them care about James. Literally none of them, unless they rely on your money to get paid. Like if you're supporting some sort of 10-part sort of ruined football club that's literally the arse end of football, like Torquay United or something shit like that, then these players obviously rely on your money. Maybe even not them. Worse. Go further down.
I'm joking. Careful. Be careful because I'm slightly triggered. Macclesfield have been like... Macclesfield are finished now. And... Macclesfield finished, got like ended 140 years of history, I think, something like that. It's well
over. It's not, is it, James? It's not the truth.
What do you mean it's not the truth? It's over, and we're all actually far more concerned about the nuances of the handball rule.
Yeah, but they'll come back.
So less of it, Tim Pottridge. Less of it.
Jim, they'll come back from the eighth position. Wimbledon are in League One. Wimbledon.
AFC Wimbledon. Club than Macclesfield. That's not the point, Flav. All right, go on, Spurs. Piss off and start again at the bottom. Do you want that? Hey. I probably would. To get a few trophies out of it.
Perfectly perfectly well-run football club. Look, Macclesfield Town are not... I mean, I kind of feel sorry. I mean, look, there's so much to do in this world. If you don't have a football club and you can't find something else to do and that's what defines you, then I don't know. All I would say...
You're on the wrong side of this argument. Definitely. You know you are. I can't believe... It hit me when I read about this.
Come on, James. It didn't hit you.
No, it did hit me because I'm like, I didn't... Like, I... So there was a woman being interviewed who'd like worked at Macclesfield. And I was like... I remember listening to that at the time and thinking, something will sort itself out. Something will sort itself out. It always gets sorted out. And then over the weekend, we're all like, I don't think I like football anymore because... I don't think I like football anymore because the handball's not right. I'm saying that.
I'm one of the people saying that. And then I get the other side of the weekend. Oh, yeah, Maxfield finished. Poof. Gone. And literally, football, like, Spurs could save Macclesfield. I know it's not totally on them, but as an entire football pyramid, it is on the bigger clubs. They could save that club like that. It pissed me off, man.
Hang on, is this a comp? Are we competing against each other or not? Are every other club my enemy or are they not? Is that what is going on, James?
Well, do clubs die when nearly a billion is spent on transfers?
James, turn that filter off. I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, go ahead,
Does it still have it on? Sorry.
Listen, because I'm sure you're making serious. If Arsenal fall down the pyramid... Do Tottenham Hotspur save them because they can? No! They let them burn. Die in the ditch. But Macclesfield is slightly different. What I would say is that they'll come back with a club that they own. The fans will own the football club. If they really care about it, and I'm sure they do, the Macclesfield fans will rebuild their squad. They'll make a Phoenix football club. They'll feel better about it. They'll feel like they belong to it. It'll be called Macclesfield Town. They'll come up through the divisions. Or they'll stay in the same division, but they have their football club. I mean, it's a shame, but it's... You know, it's football. It happens sometimes. It's not on Premier League clubs to save clubs that have been poorly run from going out of business.
I think it's big. It's like, you know, like the furlough scheme. It's a similar thing. Like, what, you just go, well, hang on, is this a capitalist society or not? Are we going to, like, you know, I'm not helping you out, mate.
The FA should save them. Yeah, it's not up to the members of the football league to sort them out.
I think.
Do you know what, James? Just while I finish,
go on.
Is we've already saved one league football club in the last 2 weeks. We saved Leighton Orient. All right, we saved them. So what should we? Do you want Tottenham Hotspur to save another one?
I think.
Do we?
What Spurs have saved? How have Spurs saved them?
Leighton Orient saved them. Firstly, Harry Kane literally owns the football club now. He sponsored their shirts. Secondly, when that game got postponed and we was given the bye, rightly so, right? When we got to buy it, Spurs fans just piled money into the club shops. Piled it. Spent like 40 grand on tap.
Walked past it and just threw a bit of cash on the way past.
Online. And Daniel Levy, the miser, Daniel Levy loves a pound note.
Loves a gold bracelet.
Do you know what he did? He donated all of the revenue that would have been made laying over a football club. There you go. Have that.
But
doesn't
that just highlight how easy it can be done?
Where's the line, though, James?
I understand that. Feel free to make a line.
James, when you're walking past a homeless man in the street, do you give him money and a sandwich every time?
Is that the broad term for them? Homeless man. I often do. Not always. If, you know, right. Sometimes.
Why not always? You can afford it. Why not always?
Because sometimes I'm on my phone. Sometimes I'm on my phone.
Yeah, or sometimes we're concentrating on signing Gareth Bale to the football club. We can't be thinking about the plight of Macclesfield Town every minute of the day.
I should
and
be sad.
Okay. Like I say, it is sad, but fans should look at it as an opportunity to build a club in their own image that's owned by them. I know it's sad. They're getting pumped out of the Football League, but it's not the end, right? And you can build something new. And you've seen with AFC, you've seen with FC United, you've seen with what Hashtag are doing, creating a club out of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's possible. And you'll see this as an opportunity. Look at it positively rather than negatively.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. What do you think of Hashtag, by the way? In the FA Cup, still in the FA Cup, this weekend, on it again.
This is what I feel about it. Fair play to Spencer. Done incredible stuff. They are at an advantage over clubs at that level.
Yeah.
They're generating more money than those clubs. So they should be winning. The FA Cup's a different kettle of fish altogether.
You know they don't pay their players.
I don't need all the facts to make statements, Jim.
Fair. Can't say.
They're going to attract better players because they get the exposure. You know, there's players that have gone on. Isn't there someone at Northampton Town that came from Hashtag?
Scotty Pollock. Scotty Pollock. Yeah.
Incredible. Like that stuff is that's crazy, isn't it? But you know, you're disrupting football, which is a positive thing. You're bringing positive aspects, giving a launch pad at this time to players that can go and play in the league that they probably wouldn't have got elsewhere. There is undoubtedly clubs in the conference and above that are just looking at your Spencer's channel or watching the Hashtag channel and just scouting players, which is incredible.
Is there any gammon in you that bubbles up with Hashtag United? I thought it might.
Of course. It's like an internet football team doesn't fit comfortably with what I understand football to be.
Your gammon ways. If you pop your gammon ways in a pot and put it on a gentle simmer, because of the general influence of the owner being Spencer, and not Spencer but an influencer, right? Then me then going, do you know what the name of the club is? Hashtag United. That's just turning the hob up, isn't it? Turning the hob up on your gammon ways.
Yeah.
Love it.
You just get a bit
redder, don't you? Just like...
Being truthful, it irks me that there's a team called Hashtag United that it's called Hashtag. It's all a bit silly, but it doesn't matter. That's their name. That's what they was. And when they started out, it wasn't about being a Football League team. And the ambition of both of them, him and his brother, to create that, it's just mind-blowing. It really is. It's crazy. A massive respect. And, you know, they've got more vision and more ambition in their little toe than I have in my entire body. So who am I supposed to criticise? But, yeah, they get a little bit of gammon in me. Does get irked by the name Hashtag. But that was their name since they started. They probably they shouldn't change it. That's the name. That's the history. They should be proud of it. And
Red Bull teams all over the place these days, isn't there? So
yeah, and they're infinitely less evil than that shit.
Yeah. Right. I just want to give you the second football heartbreak, actually, just because whilst we're on it, because I just love this comment. So this is from Valar Morgulis. It says, seeing that shiny reminded me of the time I needed Michael Thomas to complete my Liverpool side, and my neighbour brackets this little freak that used to keep all his swappies in the Tupperware box. That's such great English. This little freak that used to keep all his swappies in the Tupperware box. Capital T, respecting the monopoly of Tupperware as a brand, had two spare Michael Thomas stickers and wouldn't swap me. I remember I had maybe a Colin Calderwood or a Brian Roy that he needed, but he just wouldn't do it. Every now and again, it pops into my head and I think, why? Strange.
That's about power, isn't it? You get those kids that are the power. There's probably not a lot else going on in their lives, and that's the power play. To give that up, give away their position. So just respect it. Little, what do you call him? A little sap? No, little freak.
A freak. We kept his swappies in a Tupperware box. Still,
mate, what's more pathetic? The fact that you're clearly in your 30s, early 30s, late 20s, right? And you're still pissed off by this kid who wouldn't swap you.
I love the fact that that he kind of cares that much. But I also love, there's nothing better for me, and you know how I feel about this because of my relationship with referees, but there's nothing better than an insult that involves no swearing at all. There's like, if you can just keep it clean, I mean, freak maybe is a little bit, maybe that, but just like, I kept his swear in the top of box. I just feel that's mate, class.
No, mate, this goes back to when the early days in Bull Street, where that the infamous comment, well, I will never forget. You know what it is already, isn't it, Jim? Who is this? This is obviously Andrew James. Yeah, who is this Specky Bellend giving his opinion?
My first ever troll. Not my last, of course, but certainly my first. I'll never forget it because I remember getting through a couple of videos and thinking, hang on a minute, they love me. I'm getting away with it. And no one said a bad word yet, but surely it's coming. And then week three of the Weekender, it was called, there was, who's this Specky Bellend giving his opinion? But it's a swear word now. No, the other one was, don't like this presenter, get a new one.
Just like that. And the thing is, the Specky Bellend one is still relevant. It still works.
Yeah, brilliant. So let's get into it then. I've got so many comments I need to get through and I have no idea how I'm supposed to title this video. So if you can think of a really good title that will claw them in, especially our patrons who are watching live, then let us know.
They still watching?
The numbers are flying up one by
Come
one.
Come on.
I'm loving it. Quote of the pod from last week. Sweet Sweat James says, football is like Warhammer, except it's real. That was one of the best comments from last week.
Who said that?
I think you must have said that one. And Jay TiVo. I think this is me talking about David Moyes and the alleged, of course, affair between Zaha and his daughter. I said, maybe you should let that love blossom, David. If she's anything like you, she'd be very loyal and she'd keep you up. Wonderful, James. Unlucky Flav didn't recognise keep you up. It's the banter because he's a manager. Anyway, comment of the week. Matt Lesnar, this pod is undefeated. Might call my first kid Jaffin. Please do.
Oh, amazing. Please definitely do that.
Really, yeah.
What's undefeated? Does that mean no one can beat us? Is that kind of thing?
It would seem so. Someone made the Joe Rogan comment again. I'm just like, I'm not going to read that out.
I mean, I'm not even like, you, that's your opinion. That's your opinion, isn't it? Let them have their opinion.
Charlie Peach just cancelled my dog's trust membership for a Patreon subscription. Smart life choices. And yes. Spongy92, I think we need the periodic table of the most reactive to least reactive fans.
Don't get it.
So, okay. I looked up the periodic table. Here it is. Now, this could get complex, but if we really put the work in, guys, something could happen here. It's very difficult. So what I realised was, obviously, there's like more reactive in different areas of this periodic table. But I wonder, now, this could be a bit that's not going to work. It might be a bit that does work. Let's see. We'll test it out. I'm going to give you an element and I'm going to give you the characteristics of that element and I want you to associate a football club with it. That's what we're going to try and do. This could fall on its arse, but we're going to give it a go, okay?
I mean, it really doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, it's all about the journey, really, isn't it? So we're going to kick off with hydrogen. hydrogen at standard temperature. I think I could show you this, guys, actually. Let's do it that way. At standard temperature and pressure, hydrogen is a non-toxic, non-metallic, odourless, tasteless, colourless, and highly combustible diatomic gas.
I know what it is.
The molecular formula H2. Hydrogen is also prevalent on Earth in the form of chemical compounds such as hydrocarbons and water. So I think
it's more arsenal.
You think it's arsenal? Okay.
Of course it is. Odourless, tasteless, colourless, non-toxic, maybe not. Actually, no, we'll save Arsenal.
You want to say, well, that's it. You only get to allocate one once.
Well, so, and we'll take the amount in the comments. Tell us whoever's the most popular team or the best one with the best. All right, okay, fair enough. Yeah. I'll say, because there's nothing to them. There's just nothing to them, is there? They are odourless. They tasteless. They're colourless.
You know, so anywhere in the football pyramid, I think you can go Fulham. Broad if you want to. You go Fulham. Okay, interesting.
Fulham fans.
Interesting. Okay.
At a standard pressure temperature. Just non-toxic, odorless, tasteless, colorless. Okay.
So take that definition, guys, and let us know in the comments who you think it is and why. Importantly, and why. Okay. I've got a new bit here. It's called... I was going to call it Weekly Leads, but then I thought it'd be more fun if we called it Leakly Weeds.
Very good, I like it.
Because the Leeds fans, they're coming out. They're slowly creeping out of the woodwork. Oh, we spoke about this last week, one by one.
It's like it's been raining and the little worms are coming up.
Yes,
from the soil.
It has. It's been raining. It's been raining promotion, and now they're up, and now we're talking about them a lot, and I enjoy it. So a bit of Leakly Weeds every single week, if there are good comments, and this week there are. Emma Chadwick, Leeds fan here. Bielsa is a wonderfully weird human. I'm really excited to hear your reaction to this, Flav. So I'm actually just going to go on you here for this.
Well, we talked about it last week, didn't we, Bielsa?
Yeah. But this is a little insight into him as a manager. Bielsa is a wonderfully weird human, lives about above a sweet shop instead of the fancy hotels offered to him by the club, walks to and from training every day, and can often be found sat in Costa in Wetherby or walking around Morrison's in his full Leeds tracksuit. He's like a little old grandad that you'd do anything to protect.
Oh, that's nice. And that's not that. None of that's not true either. He's very, very humble. When he was at Lille, I want to say, he built accommodation for players to stay, so that they can get up, they go to bed, and they train there and go to bed. Like, not all the time, but it's just so that they don't have to go home. And I'm pretty sure he lives at Leeds Football Club. I don't think he has a home.
Emma's saying he lives above a sweet shop, which, I mean...
Right, next to Leeds.
Living above a sweet shop, there's absolutely no reason why I should find that concerning, but I do. That's an element of brainwashing, I think. Just anything to do... Older people and a sweet shop makes me... I don't know. It makes me nervous. I'm not threatening anything. I know I've been brainwashed, but it's... I don't like that sentence. That he's living in
above. You're calling Bielsa a bit of a pedo.
I'm not. I'm saying I've been brainwashed and I don't like it. But
can I ask, and in the comments I want to know as well, is if he does live above this sweet shop, Bielsa, and the curtains, I imagine neck curtains, embroidered neck curtains.
It stinks of cigarettes.
It reeks. The walls are yellow and they were brilliant white. Brilliant white before, but there's just yellow nicotine stains everywhere. Ashtray is just full of Lambert and Butler dog end.
Yeah. Do you know what he's got as well? He's got one of those fireplaces that aren't a fireplace. It's actually just plastic that's been kind of lit up to be orange.
Yes. One they got lights and like a revolving fan, so it looks like gives the effect of own. And then they're just colour gas. Just because that. And it's a gas thing that Bielsa just can't get right. And he has a complete, he has three piece suite. He's got three seated sofa and two separate chairs, and he only sits on the right side of the three piece sofa. That's the only place he sits, and he's got a little indent of his little Bielsa back.
yeah. And he's also got one of those massive chest of drawers that has sort of two big wide cupboards, almost glass cupboards, for all his like crockery of the royal family and his favourite whiskey glasses and a really just strange ornament that he picked up on holiday.
But my question is, every now and then when he's a bit peckish, about 11:30 at night,
love this,
he'll go down to the sweet shop, won't he?
He doesn't run the sweet shop, just to be clear.
What chocolate does he buy?
What chocolate does Bielsa buy?
Caramac.
You think he's on a Caramac? Mate, I'm big on the Caramacs. I think they're amazing. I can't find them anymore, though. I don't know where they are.
No, they stopped. They discontinued them because everybody hates them.
What? Is that
true? Yeah, they're shit. Caramac. That's like the shit tier of chocolate.
Oh, I like Caramacs. Yeah, okay, let us know. What kind of chocolate does Bielsa eat?
What kind of chocolate does Bielsa eat?
Also, a bit of a perspective from ZC. Can we put Bielsa in perspective so Flav can understand? Bielsa getting leads from 13th to 3rd in the season with the same diabolical sack of S-H-I-T, we saw Paul Heckingbottom flap across the pitch is the same as Jose winning the treble with Spurs, following up with the World Cup with England just for fun. Never mind Bielsa getting leads in the Prem the season afterwards.
So not true, but fair play. Fair play.
More on Leeds when it comes to the derby games. Now, we asked for a bit of brainwashing.
There's not more derby games this week, is there, Jim?
There's one or there. It'll blow your mind. There are one or two derby games. Not everyone got it. We'll get into that in a minute.
Are they still not getting it?
Yeah, no, they didn't get it. But brainwashing. So last week we were talking about just the brainwashing of your parents or whoever it is. But some people see it as a bad thing, Flav. But I'm like, just open your mind. Do you know what I mean? We're living in a world where everyone's so closed off. Open up your mind for a second.
There's been some terrible brainwashing in the past. Terrible. Like, history will remember the worst kind of brainwashing. Nazis, terrible. Terrible aspects of brainwashing. Massive amounts of communism, terrible. Brainwashed. Millions dead.
Mm. Kylie Minogue.
Millions of people like Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue's initial success in the 80s. I mean, I wasn't there, but how's that getting through? I don't get it.
Awful shit. But sometimes, Jim, it's all about how you look at things.
That's it.
And sometimes it's a bit of lovely brainwashing.
Exactly. So we've got a few from you guys. One actually leads to a football rumour as well. It's coming up, allegedly. I mean, it is coming up, but it's called allegedly. ID Minor, best brainwashing is players with fluorescent boots. I've seen Ryan Shawcross in a pair of bright yellows. It says it all, really. The sort of the gentle brainwashing kind of... there was a tipping point with football boots, because for a long time it was a disgrace if you're soft if you wear fluorescent, like, other colours. I think I was even on that train for a long time.
Still the case.
You think it's still the case. But now it's actually so hard to find just normal black boots that everyone's at it. Even the likes of Ryan Shawcross has been brainwashed into him.
Vast majority of footballers don't have a choice. They get the boots given to them by whoever they're sponsored. They'll have a variety of boots they can try, but all these footballers are getting boots made and moulded around their feet, so they're perfect. Like, for example, Lamella came off after we beat Chelsea. Spurs beat Chelsea. Don't know if anyone saw that. After we beat Chelsea.
Chelsea struggling. We called it live. And I say live as we recorded it live. On this podcast, we said the piranhas were circling. We called it. We were there.
Mate, we're there. I mean, we can talk about it. We've got to talk a little bit about it. Because I haven't even mentioned Spurs yet. Lamella was wearing, like, he had one boot that was fine, but Adidas was sending him another boot, and he just turned up in, like, just a boot he'd found in a boot room. It looked ridiculous. It didn't match at all. So they wouldn't have a choice, but there's some players that just wear black boots, and you just think, you don't give a shit. Like, Dyer did it for a long time, had completely black Adidas boots, and they just look the balls.
We should talk about Dyer actually at some point as well. I don't know if there is that much to say on it. He needed a shit.
He went for a poo. He had the poo. He came back. He knocked Chelsea out the cup.
Can't take. More can't takes on the way. Ryan Morris, we've all been brainwashed into thinking Liverpool play good football. I often watch the games because some of my housemates are Reds and their football is so boring to watch. No expressive play. Their midfielders essentially just play fullback, and their fullbacks play as wingers who just cross the ball in. I'm not saying it doesn't work, because it clearly does, but it's like watching a machine who aren't creative in possession and press teams to win possession back in order to increase the volume of crosses into the box. Extremely boring to watch, and is more about fitness than anything else. Hence why players like Henderson and Milner are lauded. You think of the great United, Arsenal, City and Chelsea teams in the past two decades who were exciting to watch with top quality expressive players rather than just 11 men who can run 100k in 90 minutes. Sort of a little amalgamation of a calm take and a bit of brainwashing there.
Mate, Ryan, I love how much thought he's put into that. And I've got to say, it's hard to disagree.
I don't hate that take. I like watching Liverpool, but I'd love someone to give him a go and give him a game. Like, no one can give him a game at the moment.
Can we also, in the comments, and I'm requesting a lot this week, I'm giving you a lot of homework. Just, it could be a couple of words. It could be a lovely paragraph like that. Just give us the reasons why Liverpool aren't all that. Just anything. It could be anything. Like, just little bits we can use just to break them down a little bit. Because they're going to win the league again. We might as well give it to them now.
See if we can spot a crack or two. Can we find
it? Let's see if we can start seeing the cracks. Because they've got to start coming at something. So wherever you see it, could be completely something inconsequential, something stupid, or something significant, like what Ryan just said. Just find the cracks
something.
In their arms.
We're just gasping for anything at this point.
Anything.
Sam Reese, every year as an Everton fan, I get brainwashed into thinking it's a new dawn. Then we tank. Sack the manager, safe by April. It's a few signings and we'll be in the Champions League next season. I fall for it every year and I know I fall for it. I mean, that's true. This year could be different. No, something's happening.
It is true. This year is different. Everton look great. And they deserve it. They deserve a bit. Because they have, like you said, that's how you sum up Everton over the last couple of decades. And you're playing lovely football. You bought brilliant... a number of brilliant signings. Alan, unsuspecting, has...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Alan has come in and dominated that midfield. Calvert-Lewin is on fire.
Joe, I saw, I was like, this is lazy, but I thought I'll put it to Flav anyway. I was on the Football Daily podcast, and this is the problem with this part of the season is we are gasping a little bit for storylines. Obviously, there's transfers at the moment, but apart from that, there's not enough data to truly kind of understand if someone's doing really well or doing really badly. Like there was someone in the comments last week going West Brom going, look, we've got a draw against Chelsea. I know, and we've played Arsenal as well. Like we're not as bad as, and we played Everton as well. Like they've had really tough games.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of grasp those kind of things.
Well, when I was on the kickoff the other day, Jim, like they were literally throwing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer under the bus that you're supposed to be driving, because they'd lost the game. And admittedly, it looks like they're right. They do look shit, but. It's so knee-jerk. Fans, football pundits, they're all so knee-jerk. You're only as good as your last game.
Well, so it's the knee-jerk comment that came from the Football Daily podcast was, and I knew it was coming, I was like, please don't do it, please don't do it, please don't do it, please don't do it. DCL with a hat-trick there. Does he start for England ahead of Harry Kane? And I was like, oh, no. Like, I like DCL. Like, I get it. Like, he's brilliant. But like, mate, slow down. And then obviously they've got to spend 3 minutes going, well, you know, maybe.
Please don't call him DCL.
Okay. Dominic Calvert-Lewin. And then... Yeah. They'd spend 3 minutes going, oh, let's have a conversation about this. And then I go, so what's your answer? And I go, oh, no, Harry Kane. But yeah, so for you, answer on that one?
I think you should start ahead of Harry Kane, without doubt. He just needs to start 3 games on the bounce. Harry Kane doesn't need to be anywhere near that England team at all.
And actually,
God willing.
You can do one, by the way. I'm going to call him DCL because you called Alderweireld Toby.
Yeah, but Alderweireld's a right, blah, 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 isn't it?
Yeah, but so's Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
All right, just acknowledge that I'm not part of that crowd.
Fine.
Okay. I'm going to call him Calvert-Lewin. Yeah, I don't want Kane to play at all for England. I don't want him to play for England full stop. I know he wants to. Stick Calvert-Lewin in there. Let him be exhausted after a...
yeah, let his ankles disintegrate. Right, final two brainwashers. Get your brainwashers in next week as well. Simon Bronson, my dad brainwashed me into thinking that Celtic fans were stinking and never wash. I believe this from a young age and it always made me smile. Their club had to release a statement a few years ago about the lack of hygiene in Celtic Park. So maybe my dad was onto something, to be fair. And Maria Williams, sorry, mate, go on.
No, it's fine. I just love that kind of pettiness. Like,
yeah.
Spurs have had a slogan about Arsenal that said that Arsenal fans eat babies. I mean, it's stupid. But as far as I understand it, I've never seen any proof to the contrary.
Yeah. Maria Williams, best brainwashing was my eldest son came home from school saying, I could do a baby voice for this.
This boy at school, mummy, he's so naughty.
I asked why. He said...
Because he supports Arsenal.
Thing I taught my kids. Who do we love? Tottenham. Who do we hate? Arsenal. We all do it. Well done to your dad.
Well done. What
really,
a ledge.
Really lovely brainwashing there. Really wholesome brainwashing.
See? It is. And they do eat babies. So be careful. Tell your son to be careful because he might get eaten by an Arsenal fan. And they do have an odour, is all I say. It's a weird one. It's hard to like, what's that? It's not like, car, fucking hell. It's like, what's that? So like, you know, like when potatoes go off and you leave them in the cupboard and you don't know where the smell's coming from. Like, it's really musky in here. That's the general smell of Arsenal fans.
They have a tangy musk, do they?
A tangy musk.
Okay.
Tell us in the comments.
Oh, fucking hell.
Explain what Arsenal fans smell like.
God.
A tangy musk.
Or Spurs fans, just to equal up. What do Spurs fans smell like?
Mate, we smell like Christian Dior Sauvage.
Okay. How's Johnny Depp still got that deal? You cut that tie, didn't you? There's enough movie stars you can find apart from this 55-year-old dude who's got...
Because no one cares, James.
It's a mad... How's he still... Yeah, so, right, we're going to do the advert. All right, pop yourself in the desert. You're going to wear the same thing again, are you? Okay, cool. This isn't going to make any sense, Johnny, by the way. He goes, I know, I've done a few of these now.
So true.
Anyway. Right. Couple of derby games, Eric!
Huh?
Couple of derby games this week. We kick off, and I got 90 replies this week. It's getting out of hand. Please only do it if you've got really good ones, because it takes me ages to go through them all, although they are funny. Couple of derby games this week, Flav. We start off with, of course, the inaugural. Which scoreline will Flav never know? Derby. A few people putting forward a few options. I know which ones they are, so I'll just read them out, Flav, and then you can reveal which game you'll never know the scoreline to. It's pretty tough, actually. A lot of competition. Chelsea, yeah. Crystal Palace, Everton, Brighton, Hove Albion, Leeds United versus Man City, Newcastle, Burnley.
Yep.
Leicester versus West Ham. Well, wait. Leicester versus West Ham United. Southampton versus West Brom. Arsenal versus Sheffield United, Wolves versus Fulham, Man United, Spurs, and Aston Villa, Liverpool. Two front runners there for me.
What are they? I think Southampton through West Brom. Yeah. No one cares.
Yeah, Newcastle versus Burnley, really tough one to keep an eye on that one. You're going to struggle
to keep an eye on that. What a time. It looks like that's going to be on telly. Fuck me. Why? Why?
Do you know what I'm starting to notice? That I think they're hiding the Flav will never know the scoreline to this derby at 8 o'clock on a Saturday. Because Newcastle seem to be playing at that time quite often. Which one pips it for you this week? Is it Newcastle Burnley or Southampton West Brom?
Newcastle Burnley.
Yeah.
I watched Newcastle playing at Spurs. They are shit and boring. And Burnley are they're the most boring team in football. So all of them, get them off.
Lovely.
Get them off. Can you just do me a favour, Jim, please?
Yeah.
Do me a little favour. Go back to Twitter. Yep. And if you just look down the left-hand column of that screen, there's one called Messages.
Yeah.
And then there's a little notification in there.
There is.
Can we click on that and see what it is?
We please. Can.
Do you know what
not.
It is?
Yeah, I know what it is. I know it's a group. It's a group. It's the YouTuber group.
How comes I'm not in that?
Because you're not a YouTuber. You've made that very clear several times.
This is YouTube. I'm on YouTube. I want in on the group.
Make your mind up.
Honestly,
some of them are half your age.
Right.
Which I mean,
hang on. What does that say about you?
Down with the kids.
James, how much of is this YouTube royalty here, or are we talking just sort of mid tier?
I would see some pretty heavy players are in there. I would say.
Yeah. Shouldn't you be using a bit more secure than fucking Twitter messages?
Very
like
relaxed.
I don't know.
Very
Telegram
vibes. It's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Dick pics.
Derby games. Then let's go through some of your best ones. Not everyone got it. How simple is it? How tough is it? Derby. A derby game. We've been doing this joke for 2 years, Flav.
Chelsea versus Crystal Palace, Jim.
Yep, that's what Delvon says. Chelsea versus Crystal Palace.
There's a derby. Do I get a prize?
It's not a derby, is it? Do you know what I mean? It's not. It's fine. We move on. It's one I actually really liked, actually. I'm going to show you this one. Ollie Sack. Crystal Palace versus Chelsea versus Palace is the third kit versus first kit derby. Yeah, and the really, really good gift there, the old Spider-Man gift, which is the perfect colours for both teams. Great work for Ollie.
I didn't get that. So that's like Inception. It's like on a number of levels. Well done, Ollie Sack. He's one of the, you know, he's a big player in the Jaffan community.
Also, I've got an actual... I'll go through the derby games. We've got a new bit at the end of this, actually.
Got a big old swinging dick in the Jaffan community, as Ollie Sack.
As Ollie Sack, yeah. Yeah,
big swinger.
Yeah, as I said, everyone's heard the phrase, haven't they? Not just a sack. Ollie Sack.
Big dick as well.
Yeah. Quarantina Turner said, Man United versus Spurs is the good, but are they good derby? I think that's fair.
I don't know. I'm sick of this, all this fucking... Spurs is getting dissed for no reason, just because Jose Mourinho.
Newcastle, though. You can't even beat Newcastle.
It's fucking the bullshit fucking handball rule, isn't it? Game's gone, Jim. Game's gone.
Ben Spanton, Walker with a beauty. Ben's always very good at this. Man United versus Spurs is the media labelled our French midfielder lazy derby. Dombele up against Pogba, both coming back to form now.
Yeah, he could have added a number of different things to that as well, which would have made it even more powerful.
How do you feel about this game, the Man United Spurs game? Because you've got, I think it's fair to say, like, they're both good, but are they good? You've got Sun out, Man United's trying to figure themselves out, but they've actually beaten a very good Brighton team twice in a week.
I mean, the League Cup game doesn't count because it's just like, it's like Chelsea and Tottenham. Us beating them on penalties with completely changed side doesn't have any reflection on how good each side are in, the place that each side are in. If I look at Man United beating Brighton in the league, that was the biggest travesty I've ever seen. It was literally the worst win I've ever seen in all my life. Brighton annihilated them, tore an absolute arsehole out of their defence consistently over 90 minutes. It was bordering on abuse. They hit the woodwork 5 times, scored twice, and then that shitty little penalty right at the end.
I mean, it was a penalty, though.
And it was a penalty. It was in time and it should have been given. But, you know, whatever. So going by that, and what I think might happen in the game is completely irrelevant because the game starts and it never quite goes the way you think it goes anyway. But for the sake of the question, answering the question, if they defend anything like they do, we will kill them. We will kill them. If they sort their defence out, then they've got a chance.
How far is Gareth Bale away from playing games?
He's in training. So he won't be ready for this after the international break. Son, when you do that high pitch thing, I don't hear it. I don't think it picks it up, Jim.
Oh.
I do it again. It's funny, though. I just hear the right end of it.
Makes sense because you did that before in a podcast where you did the, you know, the like your sex sound. Can't hear it. Yeah, can't hear it.
Yeah, it's weird that. It's not a sex sound. Yeah, it's like a balloon. Son is only a doubt for Manchester United. Only a doubt. He probably won't play.
Oh, don't say that to me. He's in my fantasy team. I'd love to keep him in.
I'll give you a little tip in front of just the patrons. You can cut this out. Patrons can have it as well if you want. Or keep it in. Get our left back from Spain in, Reg.
Oh, Reggie's decent, dear.
He's not a left back. He's essentially a winger that plays left back. You've got to get him in. If you want points from a left hand, from who's your left back currently?
I've just got defenders, but I've not got many defenders.
Tell me what you've got. Quickly.
I've got Tyrek Mitchell because he's cheap. I've got Trent Alexander-Arnold, and I've got...
Get rid of him. He's done.
Lamptey.
Jim, now that's good. That's good. Fair play. If you ever want to swap it out, maybe look at Trent Alexander-Arnold and check the price difference.
You think Reggie's the one, dear? You don't like Reggie, do you? It's Reg.
Reggie's fine. Reggion, I think is his actual name. Mate, he's worth it. I'd, if you can save yourself $3 million, I'd definitely try. I don't know. I see how it goes. Mourinho has made us hard to beat. We're good on the break, although he always gets undone by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So who knows?
Yeah, that is true. Well, this will almost be kind of a. If you look at last season, this is a bit of a respite, almost weirdly, these big games, because it seems to work better for Man United because they can play on the counter attack. So it might suit them a little bit better. The one thing I'll say, like in the League Cup game, there were some real positives there. Like in terms of like Van der Beek and Mata were linking up quite nicely. Van der Beek seems really, really intelligent. You've got to find a way to get him in the team for Man United. I don't know how they're going to do that. Someone needs to compromise. And I don't know how that happens.
But also say it like, they're great. Their forward line is fantastic. Brilliant. And add Sancho to it, it's even better. It's not a problem with Man United though, is it? Problem is they're... Defense, Lindelof, Harry, why has this left my head completely?
Maguire.
Him.
Yeah.
Harry Maguire. Tough name. You know, Shaw, just not, none, it's just not good enough. Like, why are they spending upwards over 100 million, which they have to spend to get Sancho, when they should spend £50 million on two defenders, Skirinar and that Diaz from Benfica? There you go. 1-2. Bash. Yeah, Bush.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They need the centre backs, the area where they should have strengthened. They would have been fine elsewhere, especially now you have got Van der Beek. Final question, though, like with Van der Beek, like how do you get, like, so you're going to play back four, right? You're going to play Martial, you're going to play Rashford, you're going to play Fernandes. Like, how do you fit in Van der Beek, Pogba, and like one of them has to play as a defensive player? That's the problem I've got with.
But you don't.
United. I don't get it.
You can't. You don't fit them. It's squad, isn't it? Squad depth. You don't fit them. Who have they got as a defensive midfielder?
Well, can Van der Beek do something like that? But you probably miss his best asset, which is his movement. McTominay Fred or Matic. Probably Matic is the one that they'll go to, because as someone who will literally just sit there. But that's it. I think if I was Van der Beek, I'd be nervous about that. Someone's got to make way. And it's not going to be Fernandes.
Well,
going to be Pogba with the ego that he's got? I don't know.
Champions League starting again. They're going to need players. They'll all get their fair share of games. I don't think it's a big problem.
Oh, they'll play. Next derby. They'll win. RH, Newcastle versus Burnley, as well as being Flav will never know the score to this derby. Of course, give him a tweet, guys, when that game finishes up. After the game, our managers are down the boozer with 5 missed calls from the misses. Derby.
Yes, boy.
Somewhat hard on them. Sean Dyche, who actually is, I think he's actually quite a progressive person. stuck in a gammon body. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Adam Lewis, Newcastle versus Burnley is the derby of... we're still here somehow. Simon Fraser, Leicester City versus West Ham is the 2015-16 season was amazing, wasn't it? Derby. Payet. Do you remember the Payet years? He was good. He was really good. Ollie Sacks back again. Swinging Sack, they call him. Arsenal versus Sheffield is the Pirate Derby. The Cannons versus the Swords.
Good.
Got the blades. You got the, there was another one saying the... what's the word? Violent nickname Derby as well. You got the Gunners versus the Blades.
Bit weird, isn't it, that?
I quite like celebrating. Blades. I quite like Blades as a nickname.
Celebrating like a munitions factory that led to the death and maiming of hundreds of thousands of people.
Two I don't understand about that.
A bit odd to Gunner, me.
Gunners is one thing, right? Who started Gooners? It's not shorter. It's not quicker. What's the Gooners thing?
It's an old insight. So the Spurs fans and Chelsea or whoever would have changed the name. Goon used to be like an actual legitimate insult to call someone a goon back in the day. So they said Gooners, and then as all fans do, they appropriate the insult and make it their own. That's right. What happened. That's why they called the Gooners. I don't call them Gooners. I just call them scum.
Just doesn't seem practical. Arbaz, back to a bit more Leeds. Bit more Leeds now. Just a little bit more Leeds. Arbaz says Man City versus Leeds is the Pep's inspiration derby. Joe Sharp's also spotted a derby with the Leeds City game. Is the no my manager's more of a foreign stereotype derby? which I'm not sure is totally fair. There was another one saying like we love to suck each other off derby, which seemed a bit heavy. But the post-match interviews are going to be so gluttonous with these two.
Yeah.
A part of me feels like Bielsa kind of will throw the game and only Pep will know how he's done it. And then at the end, they'll just have a gentle embrace because Pep's just like, he's feeling obviously a bit low at the moment and he just comes in for a hug and actually tucks the arms in as he goes for the hug.
Leeds don't need it, does it?
Yeah, he's like, because that's it. He's such an amazing guy.
Just envelope.
He just comes in. Envelope. Yeah, that's it. And Bielsa just comes. Shh. And Bielsa's like, and Pep knows he's giving him the victory through some weird kind of like
hidden
in the Matrix tactical like nous that again only his disciples know.
Leeds don't need it anyway. Man City need it. He'll do it for him. Actually, all jokes aside, do you think? Be a bit of an upset here, isn't it? Because Leicester did, you know, this is put five past them. Leeds are well up for it. They're still riding that wave of enthusiasm that won't last. And,
they've obviously got injuries. They have good, you know, they've got a load of good attacking players. But I think with the problems they've got there, Bielsa, you know, if he wants to be ruthless, if it is, you know, like a dad with his 9-year-old son playing table tennis, just whacking winners past him because he's got to learn that where he sits in the pecking order. If he does want to do it, I feel like there's definitely cracks there with Man City, especially defensively. And I don't know. I'm intrigued to know how Man City attempt to control that game when Leeds are kind of play the way that they play.
It's going to put all their most expensive players on.
Use the 600 million worth of quad that you've fullbacks. Got. Pop them on. Jake says Arsenal versus Sheffield United. Oh yeah, the violent nickname Derby. That was it. Leicester West Ham, the failed bid for James Tarkowski Derby.
Can I just say, bring something back to Pep Guardiola? I think there should be like a media initiative that he's not allowed to moan. He's not allowed to complain about anything. And there's like a network wide acknowledgement between the BBC, Sky, BT, all of them, right? BN Sport, anyone who shows football, the minute they sense he's going to start moaning, they just cut him off and move to the next segment.
I would quite like that and see that. Like you know, obviously the match report, you never see him, but the match report goes, you know, obviously, you know, conceding five goals, disappointing for you. You've got to be angry at that. You've got, no excuses really. puts his arms out, and Pep will obviously give Pep will go, well, you know, I'm not so happy. I'm not so happy. You know, injuries, so many injuries right now. We miss the players in this moment. Says all that, and then it goes back to the match report, and he goes, "Come on, Pep."
No.
Do you want to try that again? Do you want to try that again?
Can we go again, please, Pep?
No. Pep. I'm going to stop you there. Do you want to try that? Should we try that? Let's try this again. Cut.
Yeah.
We'll do that again. Pep, not really good enough, really, is it? Yeah, that's true. He's not allowed an excuse. It's like, you know, it's like the, you know, it's the upper class. You can't go, oh, life's really difficult. Well, it's not, is it?
It's like, fucking my Sky Sports Ultra HD's not on. I've got to watch it in HD.
Are there any, another one for the comments. Are there any actual legitimate excuses you can let him have?
Yes.
Like the injury. There is the injuries, right? But then you say the injuries, you go, how many centre-backs do you want? How many? And if you're going to go buy a centre-back, he's gone. That's what I don't get is he's gone, right, I need a centre-back. We're really struggling with a centre-back. I need someone who can come in. Have I got enough money? Yeah, well, of course you've got enough. Right, I've got enough money. Great. Okay, what kind of centre-back do I need? I'm going to go and get...
An expensive one.
I'm going to go get a really expensive one. Of course I'm going to get an expensive one. But what kind of expensive one? I'll get one from the team that leaked loads of goals and got relegated. And I'll put him in the team. Or about, like, he's just got a... I don't know if he's got a bad eye for it. Or obviously there's such a possession-based team that he's concentrating on other things. But like...
There is no more excuses for Pep Guardiola. I don't want to hear it. Win the league, win the Champions League or resign. Don't want to hear it. You've got everything you want. Everything you could possibly want.
Yeah.
We've got a bit of a defensive problem. Can I have 70 million to spend on a defender who probably, you know, won't be any good?
It's starting to make the Klopp Guardiola discussion become a bit redundant, because if you look at Liverpool, you got, right, Alisson spent a lot of money, got it, right? After that, you got him from Hull, got him from Southampton, got him from Charlton, came through the youth team. He was here from Sunderland before and he was crap. Milner, we got him from, like, got him on the cheap because you didn't want him anymore. Your club didn't want him anymore.
Like, there's no
Mane's from Southampton. Like, it's crazy.
Like, if you're going to give Pep Guardiola the nod over Klopp because of what he'd done previously, then you have to say that Jose Mourinho is the best manager in the world right now because he's done it previously. Forget what has happened in the last couple of years. Before that, the best. Klopp is the best manager in the world because he's done it in the last two seasons. Pep Guardiola hasn't. Ergo, there's no discussion. Klopp is the best manager in the world, seconded by Jose Mourinho.
I guess
no discussion. End of discussion.
Yeah. The only thing, if you're being really kind, is like psychologically there might be an exhaustion to the gluttony of quality and goals that you've scored year in, year out, and they're kind of, so your level drops a little bit. Like, that's all I can find.
It's a shame for you. It's a shame for you, Pep, because now you've got to earn it again. You've done well. We respect the stuff you've done at Barcelona and Bayern Munich. Right? We respect it. Now You've got to recreate a new respect for us. You've got to find new ways to entertain us. Climb another mountain. We're not interested in Ben Nevis and Snowden over there. Let's get up Everest. See what happens up there.
I agree. Final derby, Flav. Final derby. And this is going to be an absolute juggernaut of a podcast this week. Josh says, the worst managers to go to the pub with derby. Figure it out. So... if you would like to figure it out, obviously you can do. Let me show you the games once more. Who do you think, which two managers would be the worst? Worst managers to go to the pub with derby. I think I know. He's given the answer later in the tweets. You don't know all the managers, do you?
To do. I would say Leicester versus West Ham.
Amazing, yes. Bang on. Brendan Rodgers versus David Moyes. I would really not like to go to the pub with either of them. Do you know what? I bet Brendan Rodgers would be like, oh, you go, what do you want, mate? Do you want a pint or whatever? And he goes, I'll have a tomato juice. Go home.
And, I'd absolutely love to go pub with Chris Wilder. I've just seen him. Like, he is solid gold, that guy.
Yeah, he's a legend. Right, managerism, speaking of which, Robert Denson said, could fill the entire segment. Managerisms, I think, is going to die as a bit, but this is the last one as it goes. Could fill the entire segment with Brendan Rodgerisms. He's a wonderful technician with great character. Beautiful human being. I can't do Northern Ireland.
Where is he from? Is it Northern Ireland?
Yeah, he's Northern Ireland.
There's a video of him, like, of it's called Brendan Rodgers being weird on YouTube, which is fucking freaky.
Really? Yeah. Couple of calm takes I've got Scott in here. One's really random, but I just loved it. Conor O'Shea, calm take. If the fax machine broke down for De Gea's Real Madrid move, just buy a new fax machine then. It's Man United, isn't it? They could have only gone out and get one. Problem is, they probably don't make them anymore, do they?
So that's what I can't believe they're still doing it by fax. Oh, I don't know what.
So weird. Really, really weird.
And email.
Steve Rawlings, if United overachieved last year, then surely that means the manager is doing a good job. Calm take.
Yes, that is a calm take. I'm with you, Stu.
I hear what you're saying there.
Steve.
It's cutthroat. It's cutthroat. It's a cutthroat world. We know that.
It's like you say, being a pundit and talking about football is hard. So you just need stuff to talk about. So you often will say shit you don't even believe. I do anyway. Consistently say stuff. I'm not even sure I believe what's coming out of my mouth.
Smash that subscribe button, guys. Make sure you're following us a podcast on iTunes. Become a patron. Brian10. At least we're honest. At least we're honest.
I just want to say it doesn't really matter, does it? If you're entertained or you're not entertained. It doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Final calm take from Brighton. Lampard is really a championship level manager who's been propped up by everyone underestimating the quality of the Chelsea team he inherited because of a ban that didn't even stop them from making signings. Everyone talks about first season at Chelsea as if he took Burnley to the Champions League, when in reality he took Chelsea from third with silverware to fourth with no silverware. The piranhas are straight up out for Lampard, man. He needs a win this week against a difficult Crystal Palace team.
Mate, really with does. That side, to go 3-0 down to West Ham. I mean, they did well, West Brom. They did well to come back. But if you compare Chelsea's side to Tottenham's side, the depth of their squad, certainly in the forward areas, is insane. And they managed to break us down. They had one chance. Bernard was brilliant. They, don't get me wrong, dominated the play, but we had like a weird hodgepodge side. In the second half, actually did really, really well. Really took the game to them. So he's in trouble, and it was always going to be this way because the pressure is on now. He's not there doing them a favour, and they're not doing him a favour. This has to work. They spent a lot of money. It has to work.
Yeah. So this really is the ultimate challenge of a Chelsea fan as well, because like you don't get a bigger legend than this. Like, yeah, obviously John Terry can come in, but I think people would turn on him quicker than they would someone like Frank Lampard. So he does need.
He did do brilliantly last season. Was he third or fourth?
I think he did, but I think his hands were tied, and I think it highlighted that it's worth going through it with some of these youth players. They're obviously good for a reason. Yeah, and even in these first few games, Mason Mount's been probably one of their best players anyway.
So, Lamptey, I can't believe the £3 million they let him go for. £3 million.
Reece James is so good, though.
I know, but is so what? £3 million. He's worth a lot more. Give him a couple of game times, they would have got 12. But just so people know, there's an industry in developing players in itself. Like Spurs develop players with the aim to making at least £800,000 off of everybody who makes it into the under-21 squad. And we've ended up making so much more than that. There's a massive industry just in developing players and creating. Yeah.
Farming, exactly. It's that time, Flav. It's time for Allegedly, created by our very own patron, who's, I always forget his name, but it's James and Flav community page. It starts with a C, doesn't it? What's your name? I always forget his name because all I see is James and Flav. I'm sure he has. I feel like it's... Anyway, let us know, mate. But this is your bit. You created this, my friend.
Shit, have you just seen his message from Ollie Sacks at Patreon, if you're watching it? This is Patreon. We get to see what they're saying. Ollie Sack. Actually, you might not want to know. Can I say that? Can I say what he's got?
I mean, he's put it in a comment. I don't know.
Got a coronavirus, isn't he?
Wow.
Were you one of them scummy little students, was you? Those dirty little students.
Raving, were you? Raving, were you, right?
Raving.
Out raving.
You?
Unbelievable.
Bet he was. Oh, big dick. Big dick Ollie Sacks.
Big sack.
The big sack.
Right. Allegedly, all of these rumours have been sent in by you. We do not condone that they are true or real. We're just reading them out, okay? And to be honest, there's some that I wasn't able to read out. So if it's something that you don't think I can read out, don't put it in there. Don't even bother.
What, because... what would be the reason why they couldn't read it out, where you couldn't read it out?
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, there's there's a few here that are shagging certain people's wives or certain things that, like, it's just straight up libel. I don't know. There's a line and some people crossed it. But if you have got a funny rumour and it's a bad rumour, we want bad rumours. That's what we want. So first up, Matt Lesnar, my favourite ever football rumour is when Adebayor claimed his own mother was practising black magic juju on him when he was on a goal drought. When did he say that? In a post-match interview?
I can't remember. It was at his time at Spurs. Not only that, he also talked about his waking up with his brother having a knife to his neck trying to take money from him, and the family are practicing juju against him, stuff like that. Yeah, it was. I don't think it's a rumor. It's not allegedly. He said it. He quoted.
Yeah. All right. So that's true. It's not even allegedly.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah. They you can find that quote on Google pretty good.
You've got to score your goals, though. If you're getting paid that kind of money, you've got to be scoring goals, just to be clear.
I mean, look, you're not there just to make up the numbers, are you?
Exactly. Joe Barrell, lazy rumour from Derby County a few years ago at the end of 2011-2012 season. Club captain Jason Shackle and top scorer Stephen Davies both left the club. Rumour at the time was that Shackle had shagged Davies' wife. Now, the reason I'm saying that is, one, allegedly, you know, it could be true. Who knows? That's great in-the-know knowledge from us. But secondly, because that's too lazy for me. I'm reading that out as an example. I don't want too many shagging of wives, okay? It's not funny. We can't get any comedy out of it. Less of that. Conor O'Shea, allegedly. Oh, God, here we go. Sir Ralph Ramsey slept with the Russian linesman's wife not on the eve of the 1966 World Cup final and whispered in her ear, make sure we win tomorrow. Brackets leading to Jeff Hurst's goal being given as over the line. Allegedly, of course. Rob Reed, football rumours. One of my mate's boyfriends once told me that John Obi Mikel only ever signed for Chelsea because he got captured by Somalian pirates and Chelsea were the only team willing to pay the ransom.
It's not true, is it?
That's not nowhere near the truth. Yeah.
It's the problem. We're looking for something it's true. Clearly it's true. That sounds true. That's the response. That sounds true.
Yeah, I'm kind of exploring this bit. I don't know what... I want absurdity. But
you do want absurdity.
I don't mind absurdity, but I want it to be something that someone told you and thought it was true. That's what I want.
I don't know, it's quite specific.
Maybe, yeah. Where is it? Laith Alwan. I don't know if it was just a rumour in Manchester. This is so right. I found this funny. Not because of the rumour, because of the comment below. I don't know if it's just a rumour in Manchester, but during his playing career, everyone I knew assumed John O'Shea was gay. Don't know where it came from, and I'm pretty sure he isn't anyways. 7 likes on that one. 2 replies. Callum McDonald, the first reply. And so obviously the comment says, I'm pretty sure he isn't. Hang on, where is it? I don't know where it came from, and I'm pretty sure he isn't anyways. And Callum McDonald went, because it rhymes. That's why the rumour got started, because John O'Shea rhymes with gay.
And the thing is that songs at football, isn't it, are always created by rhyming something. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. It rhymes. It works. Yeah. Therefore, people will sing it.
So, yeah. John, are you gay? No. But it rhymes. Calzone. Apparently, Andy Carroll broke Stephen Taylor's jaw in training because Taylor was texting his ex. Again, I'm not sure about this. And Tom Shahar. Oh, God, we got loads. Tom Shaw, Neymar's injury record reveals that he was usually injured during January, February over the last few seasons. Sources close to the 29-year-old suggest that a certain birthday party is of more importance to the Brazilian. I've heard that one. You used to hear that rumour about, Neil Ruddock would say it as well, wouldn't he? Like, he'd say that he'd normally try and get a couple of bookings, a sending off in the lead up to Christmas so that he could have Christmas Day off. Maybe for Brazilians, it's carnival, isn't it?
Yeah, Ronaldinho absolutely loved the party as well. That's the problem. If I was a professional footballer, James.
Oh, this one's Neymar. This is Neymar. But Ronaldinho,
you know what I'm saying? Ronaldinho had the same issue.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have that issue. I'd find it really difficult not to get on the sesh.
Sure.
That much money.
This one made me laugh out loud. W121 football rumor. This one I heard from a trainee lawyer, but Frank Lampard punched a woman in a restaurant.
That's bollocks.
Didn't find out who, and a super injunction was signed. Frank Lampard just going bosh.
Right, that is libelous.
Allegedly. Isn't it? Fine.
Yeah, I don't know how good that is to say.
It's fine. Clarky Beast, right. Terrible rumour. The reason Steven Gerrard didn't leave Liverpool for Chelsea in 2005 was because Carragher threatened to get his mates to batter him if he did so. This is one of many wild rumours started by the Everton taxi drivers around Liverpool.
There was a gang, like a gang in Liverpool that stopped him from going. That's what I heard.
Carragher's lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one from W121. Football rumour, Katie Price was pregnant with Joe Hart's baby. God knows what happened, but it's 99% true, allegedly.
God knows what happened.
I think this is a tough one, the allegedly, but I'm looking for jovial rumours.
Not stuff that's going to get us in trouble. Not me.
Going to get us in trouble.
James in trouble. He's the publisher.
Though I did read, made that clear, Flav. Well done. Agent Flav. Do we want Agent Flav? I'm not sure we've got time for Agent Flav, have we?
No, I mean, we'll be going a long time. We can save some for next week and bin out Shark News. I think we should get rid of Shark News altogether.
Do you? I quite like Shark News each week.
Okay, well, come on then, give us one, quick one.
It just blows my mind that you're there each other. Guys who are a patron, I would like any questions or reviews of the podcast. Now is your time to have your say. We'll be reading them in just a second. So any thoughts on the podcast so far, anything that you've jotted down that you would normally put in the comments, let us know now. And we'll read them out.
Bad one.
Let's middle of the road. Many species of sharks have a movable, transparent, nictitating membrane that covers and protects their eyes when they're attacking and eating.
Yeah, that's true. It rolls back. You write the eye roll. So it rolls back, and it's just replaced by cartilage, so that the most vulnerable part of their body can't be damaged by sort of bits of bone that's flying out.
That's amazing.
Mm.
That's a really good one.
You see it really easily on like a great white. If you watch them bite, you see their eyes roll back at the same time.
A bull shark can live in both salt and fresh water by regulating salt and other substances in its blood. A bull shark responsible for the 1916 shark attack that happened in the creek in New Jersey. They've also been found in the Mississippi River.
That's very true. Not only just found in the river, thousands of miles inland.
That's mad.
The bull shark is the most aggressive shark that you can find. And if you get attacked by a shark, it's most likely to be one of those. And the fact that they can swim in salt water and fresh water is fucking terrifying.
Okay. And final one. I just saw that. I think this is decent. The world's most unusual shark, the megamouth, wasn't discovered until 1976.
76.
Its mouth can reach up to 3 feet across, while the rest of the body is about 16 feet long. Only 14 megamouths have ever been seen.
They swim very deep in the ocean, so very, very difficult to find.
I enjoyed that. It's interesting,
isn't it? Yeah. Do you know another one, just a bit of a downer? Nearly 500,000 sharks will be used to develop the coronavirus vaccine. Pales into insignificance of the 100 million that die every year. But anyway.
Interesting take there. I think that's pretty much everything. So, yeah, patrons, now is the time to have your say.
Rob says it's been a good one.
Yep, simple. Good. Effective.
Lovely.
Solid 9 out of 10 from James and Flav community page.
Catherine Hicks, a good one. Lots of good football chat.
Okay. And Ollie Sack says, yeah, mate, I'm a filthy little student.
Oh. Yes, you are. Filthy little fingers in mouths. Do you remember? Do you remember what we said at the beginning of this corona? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough. All right. So this is the first time we've done our Patreon. So I'm excited. Now people kind of know about it. It'll be interesting to see who's in there next week. And if there are any things...
Lovely moolah.
I think the thing to set up as well is almost have a pen and pad ready. With thoughts on this or that, because this is the problem with the podcast, is like along the way is there are little bits where you go thoughts on this, thoughts on that, and you get to have your first say on it. if you're a patron. So thank you all the patrons. Thank you to you guys for watching. Flav will be getting a podcast up as soon as possible, so go and follow us on iTunes or wherever it is. I think it's on Spotify as well. And yeah, we'll be back next time in a bit.